Hey all, and thank you so much for listening to my podcast, Life in Relationships with Megan Luscombe. For those of you who might be chiming in for the first time, welcome. I am Megan. I'm a life and relationship coach based in Mornington Peninsula, which is in Victoria, Australia. If you don't already follow, I'd love for you to come along to my social channels. I am on Instagram at @MeganLuscombe_ and on Facebook, Megan.LuscombeAustralia. Also, if you like what you hear, please subscribe. This podcast is free, so subscribing does not mean you'll start paying. And please leave a review because it's the only way more people get to listen. Alrighty, enough with all the formalities, and let's get into today's podcast. 10 expectations that are ruining your romantic relationship. I'm talking about this as over my 6 years of working with couples, I've come across more than a few unrealistic relationship expectations, and I also see them plastered all over social media under the guise of hashtag relationship goals, which most of them are beyond unrealistic, but that is another podcast for another time. Today, I am honing in on 10 of the unrealistic expectations that I come into contact with regularly when I work with couples and also when I'm working one-on-one with someone regarding their own relationship expectations. You might identify yourself in some of these. You might identify some of your partner's expectations. Fuck, you might even hear something that your friends have said when it comes to their expectations of relationships. If you do identify yourself, I really encourage you to dig deeper and grow from what I'm saying. Everything that I'm saying is not here to attack you. It is not here to make you feel bad. My podcast purely exists to get you thinking and to help you as a person and also help your relationship. Because one thing I will say, expectations ruin relationships, and it is simple as that. Okay, let's kick off with number one in the 10 expectations that are ruining your romantic relationship. Number one, you expect your partner to read your mind and to always understand how you're feeling. I often hear couples talking about how their partners should just know how they're feeling or what they're thinking about as if they're clairvoyant mind readers. It is such an unfair request and it's impossible to set as an expectation. Nobody can know how we are feeling unless we tell them. It is that simple. Yeah, I get it. A person or a romantic partner can assume based on our behaviors how we're feeling, but they're never going to know unless we tell them, and telling them is 100% our responsibility. Waiting for someone to guess how you're feeling is an immature expectation, and one, should you be doing it, you need to cut out immediately. It is your job to tell your partner what's going on in your mind, and on all occasions, it is your responsibility, and vice versa. They should be telling you how they're feeling too. Expecting someone to just know never ends well. This way, when you tell them, they get a better glimpse into your world and realities and are able to build on their own relationship with you. And it's also a vice versa thing. When your partner opens up, you're able to build on your relationship with them. Our partners cannot understand what we're thinking or how we are feeling if we don't tell them, and it is our job to tell them, always. Number two, you expect relationships that are meant to be will have no conflict or arguments. All relationships require healthy conflict in order to grow and to continue growing. Do not trust couples that say they don't argue, nor expect them to last. It is impossible. Arguments are healthy if they're managed properly and when they don't go into toxic areas such as emotional abuse or physical abuse. Conflict is bound to arise between two people, especially in the long term. It is completely natural. I've witnessed friends walk away from really, really great relationships because they assumed conflict to be a bad thing, only to walk into another relationship and come up against the exact same obstacles. When two people start sharing their lives together, conflict is bound to arise because there are two different people with different wants, different needs, different values, etc., etc. Arguments are healthy, and like I said, when they are managed effectively and communicated through, they really allow our relationship to grow and further strengthen their bond. Number three, you expect that you should spend all of your time together. We all know the couples that I'm talking about. They spend every waking moment together. They do like 6 date nights a week. They're always hanging out of each other's pockets and they basically merge into one person. They live out of each other's pockets. They always socialize with each other's friends and they really never get a break, nor do they get any space from one another. This isn't a healthy relationship because on most occasions it turns into dependency or smothering. Relationships need time apart. They need separateness because it is two individuals needing their own individuality. We all need our own space to see our own friends, have weekends away, dinners alone, drinks with our mates, Netflix and chilling by ourselves, hanging out with our family, going get a coffee by ourselves. Do you get the picture I'm painting? Spending all of our time together can make our relationships become extremely routine very quickly. Spending time apart allows breathing room, and it also encourages new conversations when we come back together. I absolutely encourage time apart from your partner because I truly believe we all need me time. Number four, you expect your relationship to never need work and that it should always be easy. Anything worth having in life takes work, time, effort, and commitment. That is a fact. The job you work your ass off for, it's not easy all the time, right? But you still keep putting in the work. It's the same with a relationship. There's going to be tough times, and let me tell you, you might even want to jump ship when the going gets tough, but that's the reality of long-term love. You're going to face some obstacles together. Keyword there, together. It isn't always going to be smooth sailing, and it shouldn't be. The best things we do in life are the ones that challenge us and make us better. Our relationship is no different. Expecting it to be easy is pointless. Ditch the expectation now. Number five. You expect love to come effortlessly, and when it doesn't, you assume you're in the wrong relationship. Love doesn't come effortlessly, nor has it ever. Lust has, and that's probably what you're getting confused with. Lust is a feeling that we don't control, which is why when we enter into a relationship, we get all giddy and loved up, and we become crazy sex machines. Love, on the other hand, is a conscious decision we must make every day, and it isn't always effortless, especially when we might be experiencing a rough patch in a relationship. Sometimes we have to choose to love, even in our toughest moments. It's a reality of long-term love. Expecting to always feel those butterflies and being giddy about someone is unrealistic, and you can blame Hollywood for that one. When lust ends, it doesn't mean you're in the wrong relationship. It just means you've now got to work hard at establishing a true, growing, and mature love. This happens in all long-term relationships. So if you run away from a relationship because of it, it's just going to be waiting for you with the next one. Trust me. Number six, you expect your partner to change. Now, my partner's grandma once told her that trying to change someone is like stapling jelly to a wall. It ain't ever gonna happen. And I come back to that saying a lot because it is true. You cannot expect people to change because personal growth will only occur when a person wants it. This expectation, should you have it, needs to be ditched now. Number seven. You expect your partner to no longer notice other girls, other guys, other people. I think people like to assume that when they're in a relationship that their partner automatically gets these blinkers put on their eyes so that they can't notice anyone else. But it isn't the case. Just because you're in a relationship with someone doesn't mean that your partner is going to stop noticing other attractive humans. And the same goes with you. We don't become blind. Finding someone physically attractive isn't a bad thing. It's what you do with those feelings that counts. So, just like you probably notice other people who are attractive, your partner does too. Do not make it a punishable offense, and rather just understand that it's natural. And if situations like this happen and you get triggered with jealousy, I would encourage you to work a little harder on yourself and your own personal insecurities. Number eight, you expect your partner to never hurt you. Your partner is going to hurt you over your long-term relationship. I'm so sorry to say it, but it's true. And look, it's most likely going to be unintentional. And you are probably going to do the same to them. Going into a relationship expecting this never to happen is only going to set you up for failure. We are all human beings and we fuck up from time to time. It doesn't mean the relationship is doomed. It just means we are flawed. We're human beings, guys. Number nine, you believe love will overcome all things. Remember when everybody told us that love is enough and that, you know, love will overcome every obstacle? I call the biggest bullshit on that stupid fucking line because in some circumstances, love is not enough and it won't overcome all things. And you know what? As much as it sucks, it's okay. Love can't overcome everything when it comes to aligning what a couple wants in the future. And sometimes as we grow in a long-term relationship, our values change and our wants change. For example, one person may want to have children and the other person may not. Love can't overcome that. So let's ditch the expectation that love will overcome everything. And as much as it sucks, sometimes it doesn't. And it is completely okay. Number 10. You believe your relationship should look like everyone else's. No. Just flat out no. One thing I can guarantee after working in this area is that every single relationship looks different. And they should, because every relationship is. Expecting yours to be like someone else's is impossible because you were not in that relationship. It's so important that you focus on your own relationship and its strengths and all that it will take for you and your partner to have your best relationship. You've got to jump out of comparing and don't get caught up in the bullshit hashtag relationship goal fuckery that is Instagram, because people are only showing you highlight reels. Okay, that's it for me today, my loves. That's the podcast. I wanted to keep today short, sweet, and to the point, and I really hope you got some value out of it. Like I said, if you did like it, please leave a review. Please share the podcast with some of your legendary friends or family. Come along and follow me on Instagram at @MeganLuscombe_. Find me on Facebook at @Megan.LuscombeAustralia. Send me through an email if you want. I'm at hello@MeganLuscombe.com.au. Till next time, though.